As I was saying, it isn't uncommon to see people going in and buying, just going up to a certain keg and saying they wanted that type of wine and so much of that type of wine. Of course, wine is consumed in great quantities over here, but one must also understand that the water is so poor that many people become sick from drinking the water, and of course, we Americans are encouraged not to drink it, and I'll explain about this. There's so much hepatitis and all that we don't drink it at all. I live in what is called a bodega house. Now, that it doesn't mean that it's in a bodega or that we have wine kegs around, but it's in the locality. It's in a town called Puerto Santa Maria, and because it is so near the bodegas and it does have a high fence, people call it a bodega house. And of course, we like it very much. It's quite large, but it's not like the homes in Chicopee. It's made of sort of an adobe, I guess, or like a cement. And it has palm trees out in front, which is something that would be missing from Chicopee. However, it does not have central heating, and we have to get our heat either from the fireplace or from the kerosene heaters, and also from butane heaters that you can buy over here. And we do have a hot water tank, and we have hot water in the bathroom, and we do have a stove, an American type stove that's run on butane also. And this is considered luxury living over here. The Spanish don't have anything like this. Most of their stoves are like, well, at least in this part of the country, I can't compare with other provinces, are almost like counters. And dug out of the counter might be one or two holes where they put coal or wood, and that's their stove. They do all their cooking that way. So consequently, we didn't feel that we wanted to have that type of setup, so we did get an American stove and had it hooked up to butane. And we do have a refrigerator. This is something else that's missing in most of the Spanish homes. And many of the people still draw their water from a community well. We are fortunate that we have a still at the hospital and are able to get our water that way. And we don't have to worry about the impurities. This is the water for drinking, I mean. But it's quite different than living back home. And of course, there aren't any supermarkets, and there or even places where you can buy very many ready-made clothes. Most of the clothes are made, and as I say, it's quite different. And the mode of transportation for most of the people is usually a bicycle or a burro, and the burros in Spain do a great deal of work. You see them plodding along the highway no matter where you go. Geographically, this area is, as I said, geographically it was important because of the wine and the olives, but historically it's important, and you mentioned being interested in history, because this is the area from which Christopher Columbus recruited most of his men to sail to the United States, or to the New World, I should say. And this is something that the people are intensely proud of. There is still a great many fishing villages along the coast here. And Christopher Columbus's body is entombed at the cathedral in Sevilla, which is, I think I mentioned, about an hour and a half's drive from here. Most of the men were recruited from Cadiz, which is on the other side of Rota, and Huelva, and Sevilla, and Puerto Santa Maria. And the people very romantically sometimes say that they feel they can see these three ships sailing out across the horizon. Actually, there is a replica of the Santa Maria at Barcelona, which I saw a few years back, but I haven't been there since this trip to Spain. Sevilla is the largest city in Andalus, and right now is undergoing preparations for the Holy Week festival, which is called Semana Santa. And it's not celebrated the way we do it in the United States. It's quite different. You saw the little character, the man with the hood. Well, he's called a penitent, and they march in these parades or these processions that they have Holy Week. They start Palm Sunday. And it's impossible to get a reservation in any kind of a hotel in Sevilla. People make reservations a year in advance. And in this procession, they carry around many of the statues from the various parishes in Sevilla, And they go on all night many times. And one of the most famous statues that you may have heard of is the Virgin of Hope, or La Macarena, who is the patroness of bullfights. And of course, the Holy Week and weeks after are marked by many, many bullfights. We go whenever there is one in Puerto. Puerto has the third largest bull ring in Spain. So we get to see many of the very fine matadors. And the people are making great preparations. The last time I was up to Sevilla, which was about a week ago, they were building a grandstand in front of the cathedral where Christopher Columbus is entombed. And I've heard so much about these processions, and I'm rather anxious to see what they're like. As I said, I think it is probably different than from the solemn manner in which we celebrate Holy Week in the United States. I understand from your last tape that there is a young lady from Portugal in your class. We aren't too far from Lisbon. In fact, we're closer to Lisbon than we are to Madrid, and many of the people go over to Lisbon for a weekend. I haven't been myself, but I hope to within the near future. After having lived in a foreign country, I can appreciate the difficulty someone would have with the language, but I must say that it would be much easier for us to learn a foreign language than for someone from another country to learn English. I think when you are in a strange country, this becomes very apparent to you. So you should be patient with anyone who can't speak the language, because English is so difficult, and we have so many expressions that they can't translate into their own language. Well, I don't think I have a great deal of tape left, and I really haven't a great deal more to tell you. I haven't given you very much information, just a little bit actually, as to what it's like over here, or the province that I'm living in. As I say, I can't say for any of the northern provinces, although I hope to get up perhaps to the Basque territory. I don't know if I mentioned that we did go to Tangiers, and of course their culture is entirely different from Spain's. It's not too far away, about an hour and a half by car and then 2 hours by ferry, but it's an entirely different world where the people are Muslims, and the women still dress in the veil. They call the women Fatimas, and they still dress in the veil and long dresses. And when we were there, it was during their holy month of Ramadan, and we could hear the Muslim imams out calling the people to prayer. And this was, of course, another interesting experience for us, to see the Muslims pray in their mosques. And I must say that we were impressed with Tangiers and its colorful way of life. Hercules Cave from mythology is located there.